I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We've got a mostly sunny sky in store for us today, a bit on the cool side with a high near 50 degrees. A light northeast wind will make it feel a bit cooler as well. Two state workers who joined Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's lawsuit arguing labor unions shouldn't be allowed to collect fees from non-members say they'll appeal their case to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals upheld a lower court ruling earlier this week that allowed unions to collect fair share fees from workers covered by collective bargaining. The U.S. Supreme Court has previously found those fees constitutional. The justices split 4-4 on another case challenging the fees last year. Jacob Hubert, an attorney for the Illinois workers, says they're pleased that the ruling could allow the issue to go before the high court again. American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees President Lee Saunders said Tuesday's ruling protects workers' rights. Governor Rauner sued to halt the fees in 2015, a move critics called an attack on organized labor. Meanwhile, in Indiana, lawmakers are considering a measure that requires publicizing the percentage of teachers who are union members, and in some cases, informing them that they can get rid of that or change the representation. Labor unions say the measure is another poke in the eye from Indiana lawmakers who previously passed a right-to-work law which curtailed union power. A House education panel moved the measure 7-4 on a party-line vote yesterday. Republican State Senator Eric Hutchin says other supporters contend some teachers are unhappy, but they don't know their rights or how to go about changing things. The Better Government Association says the public deserves access to financial records of the Illinois High School Association. The private organization is fighting in a case that was argued yesterday before the Illinois Supreme Court. Tom Lisi was there.
The IHSA is sort of like the NCAA for Illinois high schools. If the school wants to compete in one of the big statewide tournaments, membership is a must. And the vast majority of IHSA schools are public. Better Government Association attorney Matthew Topic says, without those public schools, there is no IHSA. He says the association's records ought to be as public as those of its member schools.
They have very extensive rules on very many things that can have very significant ramifications on the lives of students and their families.
The IHSA says it's a private organization and it doesn't collect dues from any of its member schools. It says its money comes from events, ticket sales, and sponsorships with brands like Gatorade, not from taxpayers. I'm Tom Lisi.
As spring is underway, people are seeing more green, and the University of Illinois Extension Service is hosting a workshop this week. But it's about giving houseplants a bit of a spruce up. Alicia Gardner is a horticulture educator with the service. She says the workshop will show people how to give houseplants a boost after what can be a long winter.
So this will be basically a great time for people to come in and give their houseplants a checkup.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.